So grow and produce.
I want to teach at least 5 minutes. I mean, turn with me to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Psalm 103. My God is a good God. Shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. I mean, do you all see the scriptures? Hey, say this. 103 and 11. Psalm 103 and 11. It reads, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him, as far as the east from the west. So far hath he removed our transgressions from us. So far hath he removed our transgressions." I was going to preach this over a year ago and I never got a chance to. Some of y'all might remember. As a title this morning, in my 10 minutes remaining, I want to tell you that your past is over, but your future is feared. Before you take your seat, if you can, I want to give you maybe one point, and that is your satanic attack will reveal your future. You may be seated. Your satanic attack will reveal your future. Okay. Maybe y'all hadn't. I've never been attacked. Let me say that again. Your satanic attack will reveal your future. Satan, keep that going, is not threatened by your past. I'm going to say that again. Satan is not threatened by your past. He's only threatened by your future. Notice that the attack is never on your past. He only uses your past to attack your present. Because if I stopped you, Satan says, in your present, watch this, then you'll never get into your future. Let me say it a different way. If Satan stops you in your present, then your thought patterns and processes will only be about your past. Because you're so focused on your past, you're always missing what God has for your future. Because Satan's goal is to distract you. But notice that the only thing he has been distracting you with are the things that you cannot forget. Because his goal and strategy is to remind you of the things you used to do. Let me give you scripture because you don't believe me. You see, I was teaching over a year ago that our minds has two functions. A memory bank and a imagination. The purpose of your memory bank is to replay or recall events. And the only way that you can recall something if it is past tense. So in order for you to recall it, you had to have been a part of it. So Satan uses your mind and your memory to recall the things of your past to prevent the things coming in your future. I don't know. Listen, you better write this down because, listen, I don't have that down. What I do have down is the purpose of your memory is to replay events of your past. But the purpose of your imagination is to preplay events for your future. In society, in social media, the way that they get your attention so that you will schedule the event is to preplay the event before the event arrives. Because if I preplay the event, then it will be in your mindset and you will follow through to watch the event. God says, I've got to preplay your tomorrow, because Satan's goal is to replay your yesterday. But if I show you your tomorrow, preach long, if you stay with me and not your past, you will be focused on your tomorrow, which is your future. And when you step into your future, your present tense begins to change. It's no longer your future, but now it's in my present tense. So when I step into the future, which is in two more days, my yesterday is now my past. So whatever happened on yesterday, yesteryear, let it go. When they remind you of 2018, 17, 2000, 1976, 1967, I'm coming down your road this morning. When they remind you, you got to remind them about your placement, about the seating arrangement. Tell them that the Bible says that you are seated in heavenly places with Jesus. Jesus the Christ, who's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And if he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, any hierarchy that Satan has placed in your life, God has you seated above those things and not beneath. I ain't gotta preach prosperity. All I gotta do is preach the Bible. I'm seated in heavenly places. I have risen above the nonsense. Sit down. I got a few minutes. You see, I'm so tired of dealing with people that I've gotta preach to them on the platform. You know why? Because Satan keeps replaying the moment of disappointment that happened in your life. And if you don't check Satan, see, we've got it too easy. The church doesn't want to call it what it is. You see, we want to play around and say, the enemy, he's tormenting me. The bully is tormenting me. But you know, I come, whether you believe it or not, don't let the jeans fool you. Don't let the 270 Nike fool you. I come from a background, y'all gonna help me. Come from a church called a Pentecostal church. And when the old mother would stand up in the back rear, Satan, we come to tear your kingdom down. Listen, she didn't have, watch this, She didn't have a role on the agenda. She wasn't on the program. She didn't raise her hand. But something on the inside of her caused her to stand up and walk down the aisle. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. We too pretty now. We see the devil, we want to turn this way. We see the devil, we want to switch seats. We see the devil coming to God's house, we don't want to talk to him. We want to run away. Satan, I come to tear your kingdom down. We've gotten too pretty now. Too sophisticated in the church. Too prancy dancy. Yeah, all we want to do is shout and jump around, but we don't want to deal with the root cause. Satan is the root cause, and as long as you dance around it, it's going to grow. Bad fruit in your presence. Good God Almighty. How dare you allow Satan to sow discord in God's arena? I wish y'all were with me this morning, because some of y'all ain't saying nothing because you sit and listen to it. How dare you allow Satan to sow discord, ill intentions, illegitimate intentions in God's house? See, God has awakened me. Tell your neighbor, I've been awakened. See, I told you, he'll give you a certain level of discernment where you begin to see things that you couldn't see yesterday. He says, step into my presence and I will show you things that you can't even fathom. Step into my presence and I'll show you the mistake before it's made. Step into my presence and I'll show you how to guard your heart and not let him in. You know what happens though? You know what happens? God allows people to come into that circle because you've dropped the kingdom guard. Yeah. You've gotten caught up in that mess. And let me tell you something. The moment that you impart into it is the moment that you become a part of it. So you're saying, I'm gonna put my 2 cents in, I'm gone. But the problem is, when you leave, your 2 cents turns into 10. Y'all ain't with me. Jackie said, David said, Deacon Watkins said, all you put in was your 2%. Joanna said from the praise team, Teresa connected with the pastor said it. You put in your 2 cents, and now 10 cents, 20%, 80%, Satan, here he is, 100%, you put it out there. Stop feeding and nurturing memories that must die. Let me say it again. Stop feeding and nurturing memories. Memories are of the past that must die. Why is it that we allow those things, people, places to bring up things of your past? Watch this. I had to include you because it's not about you, but it includes you. So when I bring up something about your past that involves your church, it puts everybody in it. Now we're all involved. So what you gotta do, leader, is dispel all of that nonsense. Now, first of all, I know my God, I know my pastor, and I know my church. I know somebody has imparted into it. Please excuse them and pray for them. I know they said some things. I know it hurt. I'm not even going to say it didn't matter. But what you got to do is continue to remember where you're seated. You're seated with God, with Jesus, in heavenly places. Do you think that the Son sits upstairs in heaven and consults the Father and talks about gossip? No. You have to allow those things to die. I says, you're waiting for them to die instead of killing it. Your attack will reveal your next level in your future. So when you look at your attack, you can size up your destiny. If all you're getting is a prick, you ain't really going nowhere. But if he's trying to suffocate you, if he's trying to wring your neck, trying to take your breath, trying to take your life, that means something must be big for my tomorrow. If he's trying to kill you today, that must mean that something is going to happen on your tomorrow. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. If you can hold on to your tomorrow, I promise, because the Bible says, not Shannon says, that your joy is coming. The reason why we don't have joy is we're stuck in last night. We're stuck in last week. We're stuck in last year. If you would release and look at it from a different lens, called a kingdom lens, you will see a different perspective. Oh, this is what you want to do? This is how you roll, Satan? Now thank you for revealing my future. How big your attack is. How big you want me gone. How big you want me to sit down. How big you want me to give up. I'm not going to give up. I'm ready to endure my future. In my future, I'm going to endure. I'm running. I'm going to finish this race. I'm going to finish this race. I'm going to step into my destiny. I gotta go. It says, remember ye not that former things yesterday, neither consider the things of old. He says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know? I even make a way in the wilderness. Now y'all didn't catch that one right there. He says, I will make a way in the wilderness. No rain, you got a little pain. In the wilderness, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He's gonna show you what you have inside of you. He says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Baby, that's Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost is pushing you, you can be in the wilderness, you can be in the desert storm of your life. God says, I've got you. Just hold on. Hold on. Satan likes to react. Satan likes to react. It's called a retaliation. You see, you got too bougie, too sophisticated, because you thought it was about you. You forgot. Baby, it's not about you. Watch this. It's about your assignment. That's how it's revealed to you. The attack is really not about you because you're too small. But baby, what's inside of you? Come on, Joanna. What's inside of you? What's inside of you? I figured it out. I'm done. I'm really done. Because y'all got a soul. I'm really done. What's really inside of you? God had to break you. I figured it out. God had to break me. Watch this. To expose them that imparted death into me to reveal my future. If God never had allowed you to crack your head, you would still be living in death. See, in order for Joseph to appreciate the top status, he had to learn to appreciate the pit. You don't know your potential until you've been broken. And the potential after you've been broken is to realize it's not your doing, but it's God bringing himself through you. We're so busy running. God says, no, I got you in training for a reason. I've got you in training for a reason. You thought the qualifications was going to come through man. And God says, I'm the ultimate trainer, and I sent the substitute to give you a little bit more press and push so that you could continue on with endurance. Nothing becomes of value until it's been stretched. You're trying to rely on something that you don't know its stretchability. But the power's in the bounce back. The Bible word calls it elasticity. When you can bounce back, that's the strength of God. When you can take a loss and bounce back, that's the love of God. When you can take it and bounce back from idiots in your life, that's the grace of God. Because if it had not been for God, you would have never bounced back and you would have bounced forward. But the grace and mercy of God has kept y'all. I ain't gonna say some of y'all has kept us from opening our mouths at times. The grace of God, the grace of God has kept me. When you almost lost your mind, the grace of God. What I like about testimony is when you won't tell it for God, God will break it to reveal it. There comes a moment in time in everybody's life when you go through something, you don't care who knows and who hears. But before you were broken and before you hit rock bottom, you was like, I don't want you to know. Don't tell so and so. But baby, when you hit rock bottom, whoever God sends to show up your way to bless you, you don't have to know him. You don't have to be kindred. You don't have to be blood. All you know is God sent them. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go. I've got to go. We got 22 minutes before the next service. Everybody's standing. You should never get tired of pastoring broken people. But you do get tired of pastoring a people who does not want to be healed.